This one coming from Riverside, California. We got a nigga out there, Riverside, California. Okay, he wanna know. Okay, this is what it say here. Ball smack. I just listened to the podcast. I've been checking out the podcast for about a year now. It was funny. I like it. It has some good game in there. I'm gonna be real with you. I'm kind of in a sucker type of situation, and I know it. And I'm just trying to deal with this situation the best way I can. Let me just say this. I live with my broad, and we have been living together for more than a year. And she is fucking another nigga, and I know it to be so. Okay. I followed her on more than one occasion and seen her hook up with the same nigga. I seen them hugging and kissing, everything. I maintained my composure. I just wanted to make sure that I was right in my actions and I knew what was going on. Okay. Now, what should be my best course of action at how to handle this? I feel like the end is coming soon. You know, I can see it in all our actions, the way we interact. It's all fucked up now. You know, I just want to end this off with some dignity. What would be your best course of action if you was in this type of spot? How would you play this out? That's what he asked in the ball smack. How would the ball smack deal with this scenario right here? All right. Now, this is a controversial solution that I'm about to present to motherfuckers. And a lot of motherfuckers might not really be able to comprehend this type of shit. But this is all about sending out a message of strength and dignity. You understand me? Follow me on this. Now, if I lived with a bitch and she was fucking another nigga and I knew it to be so, right? And the end was coming soon for me, right? And I could feel it in the air, right? Okay. If I knew for certain it was going down, as you know, by seeing with your own eye, then I would do this. I would blatantly have a different bitch at the house kicking it with perhaps nothing on or extreme t-shirt. You understand me? Walking around freely at the house. And I would make sure that that bitch looked better than that bitch that I was currently living with. So I would bring in a higher quality bitch walking around the house naked when she comes in. You understand me? And I would act like there was nothing wrong with that. And then she would find out that that is my bitch. Regardless to whether she was really my bitch or not. Now, how would you acquire this bitch? If you don't have any bitches that you could put on a team quickly or already have bitches on the team, like you should already have some bitches on deck on the team. But since you, if you don't, see, this is why niggas should always have more than one bitch. When shit like this happen, you got to have bitches to fall back on. That's why you don't need to be out here with just one bitch, man. That shit is in fucking sane, period. And any bitch out there that got something to say about that, fuck you. Alright. Anyway, if you don't have a bitch, then you may have to purchase a bitch. And in that situation, that is not tricking. You are preserving your image and dignity in front of a bitch that's finna cut you deep. And you want to make that, you want to make sure that bitch feels a full impact on her way out the motherfucking door. So she doesn't see the emotional weakness that's really within you. You understand me? You hide that from that bitch. You understand me? You present her an image of strength and fuck you, bitch, and see you on your way out. Yeah, bitch, I knew you was fucking around, bitch. It's nothing, bitch. Look at this other bitch. We chilling in this motherfucker, bitch. You know what I mean? So, just a thought. That's how I do it. And make sure that that bitch experience some way out shit. And whatever happened, happened.